AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden travels to Louisiana later this week to survey the damage caused by Hurricane Ida.
The White House says the president will travel Friday to Louisiana, where Ida became the fifth most powerful storm to strike the U.S., likely causing tens of billions of dollars in damage to the power grid, among other things. At one point, New Orleans was totally in the dark. The power started coming back on today, and spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president's pushing power companies to work faster.
We know he knows how important it is for people to get power back on.
The visit will cap a rough stretch for the president. As the storm approached Louisiana Sunday, he was in Delaware, watching the remains of 13 service members killed in Afghanistan return to the U.S. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The remnants of the storm have brought heavy rain, severe thunderstorms, and flash flooding to Virginia, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. One person is missing following a flash flood in the Virginia mountains. A 19-year-old is dead, and another is missing after a dozen apartments in Maryland were flooded to the ceiling. Thousands of people have been told to evacuate from below a dam in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, because the lake behind the dam has reached dangerous levels. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch for parts of New York City and suburban Connecticut and New Jersey. Press Secretary Jen Psaki reads from a statement from President Biden about a new Texas law banning most abortions in the state.
This extreme Texas law blatantly violates the constitutional right established under Roe v. Wade and upheld as precedent for nearly half a century. It will significantly impair women's access to the health care they need.
No word from the Supreme Court on an emergency appeal to put the law on hold. A federal bankruptcy judge conditionally approves a potentially $10 billion plan submitted by OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma to settle lawsuits over its role in the opioid crisis. This is AP News. Members of the Afghan girls' national soccer team and their coaches and families have been traveling around the country, staying ahead of the Taliban, trying to find a way out. Team captain Farkhunda Mutaj, who's in Canada, delivered a message to her teammates over YouTube.
We are doing our utmost best to make this possible. But we just need all of your support. We need you to be fully invested in this, and we are going to do whatever it takes for you to be safe.
Most of the members of the Afghan women's team were evacuated to Australia last week. There have been at least 5 failed attempts to rescue the girls, 14 to 16 years old, in recent days, as they were moved around for their safety. They were close to getting out before the suicide bombing last week at the Kabul airport. Organizers of the effort to get them out of the country have appealed to the Taliban to make it easy for them to exit. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.